Yep. Oof. Take one.
Take one. So what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Overtime Attitude Podcast. Obviously, you can see we're not in the studio today. We're actually out at the car show. It ended, and Chris looks like he's ready to go. You're stretched out? You good?
Yeah. I'm back hurts from that.
Yeah, we don't have our fanny-dandy microphones and setup and lighting. We're just out here in the field just doing it, you know. Kind of easier for us. That way, it's not really, I don't have to go home and set up and do podcasting by myself and be all awkward and talking. Actually, the last podcast I did, wasn't really good. I didn't post that one from Buena Garden. But we're here with Chris, though. Luckily, he's here for me to talk to. We're here at Desolin Park. Had a little bit of it was like a wild card day because it wasn't really especially like one exotic cars and this.
No, I think honestly, it was a good turnout, like a good variety. It's like a lot of different cars today. And
At the start, it was kind of weird because, I mean, we got here early. Obviously, we tried to set up.
Yeah, we always get
and do
early.
That. But at the same time, there was a very little amount of cars that came. But then at around like 9-ish, 10-ish, that's when they all started coming in, right?
Yeah, some exotic cars today, you know. Really cool Viper that was here. That was a special spec. So that was cool to see.
It was an ACR, right?
It was lime green?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, what was it? Something skin or something, snake skin? I don't know, but it was like some spec that they only made like 64 of or something like that in the whole world. So
they did?
Yeah, or something okay. Like, yeah, it was like a certain amount were made and he had, you know, whatever number he had, but it was a really cool car. It was nice to see. And he had a little badge on the interior that said what number the assembly line, whatever you want to call it. But
I'm like ADD about the frame. It's not like centered. Like now it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it was I noticed that, but I usually see a gray. It was like a gray ACR that shows up here or at the Winter Garden.
Yeah, the gray one, yeah.
Yeah, now it's the lime green one that showed up. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. No, I love that car. It was really cool. And then his buddy had a red 458, which was
that
cool.
That was his buddy's,
yeah.
He had a black, like, there was a black F. What's that model? The black
I don't know, man.
It's a newer one.
I know what you're talking about, the Ferrari.
It's an SF90, I think it's what it's called. I don't know off the top of my head, but it's the all black with the black wheels.
Yeah. It's not like a 488. It's like something. It looks like a 488, but it has like the dual taillights on both sides. Yeah, I don't know what that's called.
I was kind of like disappointed. I didn't see no more Aventadors. Like usually the heavy hitters, like the Ferrari, that yellow Ferrari, the yellow Lamborghini that shows up the last time. Remember that with the white wheels?
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, that one was really cool.
I think his name's Alex. That's his name with the.
Okay.
With the black, he has a black black Huracan, all carbon fiber.
Oh, that's his too?
Remember, he was here last week next to the Mercedes?
Wait, the one with the yellow?
No,
Lambo is the same owner as the...
No. I think he has a white 458 Ferrari. Remember the one that's with the wing? It's white, like a race car looking 458.
Yeah.
That's his car. He's got a Aventador all carbon fiber. And he's got a couple cars, man. He's got like a million subscribers. You know that?
Oh, he's a YouTuber?
Yeah, and Instagram. Yeah, he's got a million followers on Instagram.
Oh, so like that's how he, that's like his prime source of income.
I don't know. I don't really know the guy. I never really met him. Maybe if I see him again, I'll probably meet him again.
Hey, dude, that's dope.
Yeah, shout out to that guy. It was really cool seeing, every time he comes, it's always a show, seeing that car here.
Yeah.
And we saw Rune here. Shout out to Rune with the orange Aventador. He came by and then we met a couple new folks. You met a couple folks here too that you recorded?
Yeah, man. Like, you know, it's really nice to come to these car shows to see the cars and everything, but, you know, on another note, it's nice to come out here and meet these people that actually own the cars and talk to them and kind of pick their brain a little bit, because maybe not everybody, but I know, like, when I come out here, I enjoy seeing the cars, but I also like to talk to the people that own the cars. Obviously, they're very, you know, successful individuals. Obviously, they own all these exotic cars that are hundreds of thousands of dollars. So it's nice to just talk to them and kind of see like their perspective on life and what they're doing and how they achieved what they achieved. And, you know, some of them aren't necessarily willing to put it all out there, but then you find some that are actually very, you know, talkative, informative.
Who called AAA? They're getting towed out here. Somebody broke down out here because the AAA just showed up out of nowhere, roadside assistance. 2 hours later after the show's done, just come here.
But yeah, so anyway, yeah, I did meet this one guy. He's really cool. He actually invited me to come out to check out his car collection, believe it or not. So I'm like, wow. So hopefully I can talk to him, link up with him, and Chris and I might be able to go out there. It's in Tampa, so maybe we check that out.
Yeah, that's always cool to meet new people. Always new to discover and see what type of individuals actually come, because I actually met some older gentleman who's got a Corvette. He's got a Z06, 2008, 2009.
Yeah.
And he's pretty much done everything too. It's like 800 horsepower, and now he wants to put in a new crank motor. And, you know, he was just talking to me about the whole culture and different locations and different scenes and this and that. But also, like, you also meet people who are business owners or that work in the same field as you. I know you ran into somebody who works for you, or worked with you at the same Publix over there.
Yeah.
You never know who you run into when it comes to these car shows. It doesn't matter. It's, you know, older or younger generation. You're always going to be somebody that's going to either change your life or change your perspective of life, too.
It's all about who you know.
Yeah, all about who you know. And getting the first impressions, too, is also very important.
I do feel like it's a little bit about who you know, to be honest with you. Like, because who you know presents opportunities that maybe you wouldn't have had if you didn't know the person. You know what I mean? Yeah. That, especially people, like, in this community that are successful and they've already done what you've tried or are trying to achieve. I know it's not all about finances and all that. Some people just like to come and see cool cars. But for me, it's a little bit about that. And I think it does help you grow as a person, hanging out with people that are a little bit, you know, ahead of you in life. And what is the old saying? Like, you are who you hang out with, right? So,
yeah, kind of like that. I look at it as a law of attraction, I guess you could say, where it's, you be around the people that are successful and, you know, have that environment makes you a better person and also make you better at life. Because to me, the hardest part for me is getting up and going. I mean, as soon as I get up and go, though, I go out at 100%. That's just how I am. But I mean,
just getting out of bed, man.
Everybody's different.
You just gotta get up.
I
mean,
yeah.
I know I hit the snooze today 3 times.
Well, it was difficult today because it's daylight savings times too.
Yeah. I went to bed too late. That was.
You went to bed at what time? 12.
Yeah.
So technically, it was 1 o'clock. You went to bed.
Yeah, and then I had to be up at 7.
Up at 7. I was up at 5, just chilling.
Whoa, guy.
Like 5, just chilling here.
Can I get your autograph? Shit.
You just get more things done when you wake up earlier.
No,
you
do, you do. Yeah, you have more time of the day, for sure.
I feel like I lose time if I wake up like at 7 or 6.
No, yeah,
if I don't beat the sun, the sunrise.
If I don't beat the sun?
I don't feel like I'm
not going to. If I'm not awake before the sun's awake?
I don't win. I feel like I'm not going to win that day.
He's behind the ball.
Yeah.
Wake up before the sun wakes up.
But because, you know, I wake up at 4 a.m. every day. That's why.
What are you even doing if we're not up before the sun? What are you doing with your life?
What is that guy? Yeah, they make some Andrew Tate.
Andrew Tate bullshit.
You don't own a fucking business. You're a fucking loser.
Calling me wild shit. Oh my God, Andrew.
Ice baths for first thing in the morning.
Yeah. Wait, Andrew Tate said that?
No, he don't like ice baths. I don't like ice baths.
Yeah, he's fucking not. Stupid. Yeah, that's a bit extreme. Like, I'm not trying to chill.
What is the point of an ice
coffee?
Bath? What are you gonna do with an ice bath?
I would ask you that question. You're the one that works out a bunch.
That does nothing. I want a hot shower. What is an ice bath gonna do to? Oh, it clears up my mental clarity for what?
Right.
He said that.
Yeah. He'd be saying it, dude. Andrew Tate says I'm like outlandish.
You know, he was in Florida. He went to Florida. He left to go to Vegas for the UFC fights yesterday. And he's just hanging around.
Is that Andrew Tate?
Yeah, he came back to the States. He actually came to the States. It's been a couple of years. I don't want to go off topic, but I mean,
yeah,
he's got a lot of he's got a big following.
Oh, he's a car guy, so.
He's got a lot of nice cars. He's got some Jeskos. He's got 3 Jeskos he's bought randomly. $90 million. Let me just buy these 3 real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
But he has a big following. I mean, that's how it is. I just feel like if you have a big following, the money somehow just adds up altogether. You know what I mean?
Well, it's like the whole saying, build it and they will come.
Yeah, yeah.
You build that following, the money just comes with it. Yeah, people try to, I feel like, seek out the money more than they try to focus on their niche or their whatever, you know what I mean? And they try to chase the money by doing all these random things. It's like, just stick to one thing and try to be successful at it and the money will come, I think.
Dude, I don't know, man. I just got to be passionate about it in order to make the money.
You do.
And what happens is when I'm passionate about something and the money does come in, I don't really, like, say my job. I like my job.
Yeah.
I get paid, you know, somewhat well amount. I mean, some days I don't cash paychecks till 2 or 3 weeks later because I don't.
Yeah, you don't necessarily need it.
No, I mean, I don't need it. I mean, they just go to the bank account and doing things, but I mean,
to
me, money's not everything. I mean, it does help you financialize and freedom in life, and also buying things and paying for stuff, but I mean.
Yeah, I think money's a tool to help you in life, and I think.
It's freedom. I can say it's freedom.
Yeah, it creates, you know, everybody says, money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you time back. Getting after it.
You see, we don't get that in the studio.
Right.
We don't get the sound effects.
Anyway, it can buy you your time back, which is in return, I feel like happiness. So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And for me, I think also the approach of meeting people and talking to them really helped me, I guess, social-wise, because I'm an introvert, as you could tell. You know that.
Yeah, I would
say so.
Tough
for me to go talk to people.
Yeah, but you're a lot different than you were in, like, high school, man. Like, in high school, you didn't talk to nobody.
No, dude, I was an introvert, man.
Yeah. So it's good to see you out there, like, socializing, talking to people, and meeting
people.
Yeah,
it goes hand in hand. I mean, a lot of people do come up to me and ask, hey, a lot of people do come up to me and ask about my channel and like what I do and that. And I also go up to them if I know them, if I recognize them. If I don't recognize you, but I follow you on Instagram, you know, sorry, but I try to make sure I know everybody's name and who they talk to. And I mean, even today, this show, it passed by so fast. Like we got here at like 8 o'clock and it's already almost 1 o'clock.
Yeah, wild.
I mean, I was talking to people for half the time too. I was trying to get photos and videos. Mm-hmm. And then you meet returning people that you saw the last meet, and you try to catch up with them. And it takes more than 2 hours for us. If it was a longer show, it'd be nicer, but I mean, it's all good. I mean, 2 hours is good. This is a good little setup here at Desert Land. I know he had a little bit of an argument with the owners, you could say, with the whole vending
stuff. I don't really know what was going on with that. Yeah, I guess the guy that runs this place.
Well, supposedly, Stuart, shout out to Stuart. He's the promoter of this Desolin from, this Desolin,
Cars and Coffee.
Yeah, so, yeah, shout out to Stuart. He's the, I guess, puts everything together for this Cars and Coffees event.
Yeah.
And he's got to go through Desolin, the property owner, in order to get everything through. And I guess they had a coffee truck coming through. And they didn't let them in or somehow because it wasn't legal, or I don't know what was the deal, but it was giving them a hard time. And that was the main sponsor for the whole event because it's coffees, you know.
Yeah.
Without the coffees, there's no car.
There's only cars.
Yeah, there's only cars.
No coffee. People need coffee, especially in the morning.
Well, I don't drink coffee. I drink the Red Bulls. He drinks the Monsters.
Yeah.
But yeah, they wouldn't let them in. And then as soon as they came in, they said, oh, you can't sell it. I heard a lady on the phone. She's like, we pulled in. They can't sell. I'm like, what do you mean you can't sell?
It's
like,
coffee.
I think they wanted their own cut. That's why. Maybe the owners.
Maybe, who knows?
I don't know. But yeah, Stuart was not happy. I don't want to go bother him.
Yeah.
And
nah, he came around.
Yeah, I mean they
came around.
I mean, even a location change. Maybe they had some kind of disagreement or something, or maybe because this is more shade on this side. Usually it's on the main side where the palm trees and open areas. But I really like this area better because it's more shade.
Yeah.
And it's gonna get
hot today.
It's gonna get hot again, soon. But Chris, man, what happened to your damn gimbal? What happened to the thing? I saw you say you break it.
Yeah, man. So I just bought a brand new gimbal. It's the RS4 DJI, RS4 Pro. And it just like I was filming, and then the camera started flipping around and doing crazy stuff, and then it just fried the little motor in the back. Just fried.
It went spinning, right? Spun?
Yeah, it spun and it fried. I'm like, dude, what the heck, dude? So then I got on DJI's website and, you know, they created a, you know, label for me, so I'll send it off, but...
We could go do a trip to Miami, bro. We're gonna go there and get it repaired and do a Cars and Coffees the same day.
Right, yeah. I'm like, dude, this is...
Anybody doesn't know, there's a DJI store at Brickell if you need to go get some
products. I actually
products.
Didn't even know that.
Yeah, when I was in Brickell in 2022, I walked in, I was like, this is an actual store.
That's sick. They have a lot. Is it huge?
Yeah. If I go in there, I'll probably get a drone if I go with you. I'll probably buy the drone that day.
Ugh. Can't go in stuff like that. It's dangerous.
That's why I try to start from Best Buy, man. I go on Best Buy.
Dude,
I go buy.
Yeah, I can't
stuff,
go to
man.
Best Buy either.
But anyway, it spun around. Like, that's happened to me before where it spun around. I shut it right off.
Mm-hmm. It did so quick, though. It just went whoop.
Yeah, I don't know why those do that. Those do that, and it screwed it up real bad because your gearing don't work. Or...
Yeah, man. I'm like, what the heck? So then I had to hand shoot the rest of it, and I guarantee you it's going to look like shit, and I'm going to be pissed off because there's a lot of cool cars here. And
you know what I could have done? I could have gave you mine because I was just running my handheld there.
Well, it's cool because I kind of wanted to see how the handheld would look anyway.
Yeah.
I never shot handheld. I always use my gimbal, so.
That's always the battle. I don't like using gimbal. I like just handhelding it. Because with the handheld, I'm holding it, and I have a zoom lens. I really want that big blue zoom lens. It's back there. I could have used it. Mm. But when I hold it handheld, I can zoom it in while I'm holding it, and then it's just much more convenient than having to have a gimbal, turn it on, balance it.
Yeah.
I need to put an accessory on it. I got to rebalance it.
I mean, I don't know. Once you balance it once, I mean, you use the same accessories.
Once I do balance it once, it does. When it comes to my FX3, I'm going to actually go back to that Cinback that I was using, the cinematic rig.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that for the shooting. But for the ZV-E10, I'm going to use probably the gimbal itself. But, I mean, it's always a battle, you know what I mean? But, I mean, it is what it is. Everything's got its pros and cons, you know?
Yeah. I just feel like my shots look so much better with the gimbal, but I've never used it.
Well, for your field of what you're doing, yeah, the gimbal is what you need.
Yeah. So I don't know that it's going to look all that great, but I really hope it does, man, because I really want to throw a video together. A, because I need to put one out because I haven't in a week, and then B, it's I got that one footage with.
Yeah, tell the people what'd you do with the owner.
Yeah, with
promoter. Sorry.
No, yeah, the guy that puts on these shows.
Stuart.
And I met him a couple times, you know what I mean? But today I kind of wanted, I saw him, he was kind of chilling over in his car for a minute before he actually went into the show today. And I saw him walk in. He happened to walk past us where we were parked. He said, "Hey, man, really want to do a video. I really want to include you and stuff like that, because I think it's cool, because this guy needs some recognition, you know what I mean? He puts on all these shows, people show up, and it's like, I don't know if the guy even gets any thank yous." So
he does a lot for the show.
Yeah, so
I really appreciate him.
Yeah, so I would like to kind of include him and you know, put him in the video. That way he can put it on his platform and or his page. And yeah, I don't know. He's just kind of included. I think he deserves it. So
yeah, Chris did a really cool rolling shot with him. He kind of drove in, got out of his car, and Chris did like a cool pan of him coming out, you know, talking to people. And I'm really looking forward to seeing that. That'd be a really cool video to put together. And you ever consider doing like vertical, or you're gonna keep that horizontal right now?
No, so what I actually did this whole show, I actually did it vertical. I just didn't turn my camera vertical. So in my you have a screen, like the little monitor. In my monitor, I can actually put what aspect ratio I'm gonna be filming, or how I wanna crop it. And it'll have like vertical lines on the screen. Everything else on the side will be translucent, but it'll be black. Or not translucent, but transparent, yeah. Okay. Anyway, it gives you like the box of what it would be to shoot vertical without having to turn your camera.
You don't want to turn it vertical though? You don't want to do it?
No, there's no need.
Okay.
Because if I just have the box set up where it's the same aspect ratio for Instagram and Shorts, I can still get the full version as well for YouTube. It's 2-in-1.
Oh, okay. I never seen that feature before.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So now I can post the whole video on YouTube as the 16:9, but then I keep everything in frame for the Shorts as well.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I actually, shout out to Frankie. He actually told me about that. Frankie did.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah, about the monitor and how you could set the aspect ratio. And it has nothing to do with your camera. It's all about your monitor if your monitor has that feature.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so if your monitor, if you could set the aspect ratio on your monitor and then you just film, and whatever's in that those lines is what you'll see on the reels.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty innovative. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, so it's a 2-in-1.
That's pretty cool. I didn't...
Two birds, one stone.
Because usually I just take my action camera and I'll just do a sideways and a horizontal.
Right.
And it's easy. I don't gotta go and readjust anything. I just turn it on and just record with that. I got a really cool badass footage of that rat rod. I was panning it, and as soon as I panned around, he dropped the back end down.
Yeah.
And dropped picked it back up.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then the low riders were leaving. The guys in the car reminded me of you and Aaron, and they're just smiling, smiling as they're just jumping up and down.
Yeah, yeah.
And the thing stalled.
Oh, did it?
And they're just laughing the whole time. They're just having a good time.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I got them when they were leaving. They just and they dropped and stalled.
Yeah.
And they're just laughing. They're having a good time. They're just having fun, man. That's how they just pictured me, you, and Aaron, and they're just or Carlos too.
Back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day in the Crown Vic, you know.
If you don't know about that.
The Crown Vic days we had back in the day with the.
That was a good time.
Yeah. But it was a pretty good show. I know, what'd you call it? I got a couple good video of the cars leaving on the shade. I was in the shade over there.
Yeah.
I know everybody else was at other shows. I know that Winter Park had a show today. And I think Buddy Brian went to Tampa. It's like a Jackson Wax. I forgot what it's called. It's a big show in Tampa that's always every time of the month, it's always on Sundays, he goes.
Yeah, I want to go to a car show that has like Conus eggs.
Bro, we gotta go to West Palm Beach like that guy said, my buddy said.
Yeah?
Yeah. Either West Palm Beach or Miami we gotta go.
Miami.
Okay, so we could go.
Okay.
You wanna go to the one in Naples? It's gonna be, I gotta give you the date, but you're gonna have to drive for that day because I'm not taking the truck.
Bet.
It's from 9 a.m. to like 3 though. Just letting you know.
Drive all the way to fucking Miami.
No, it's from Naples.
Naples, you which know, is, for, I think it's farther, further yeah, it's than Miami. Miles.
It's a 3.5-hour drive.
For a 3-hour car show.
No, they're gonna have Conus eggs and stuff there. That's a Naples
one. Oh my God.
They'll have Conus eggs.
Dedicated, bro.
Guamis, I think it's called. What's it called? Guamis? I don't know.
What the fuck is that?
I want to see a Bugatti. I've never seen a Bugatti in real life. Have you seen one before?
No. I barely even seen Lamborghinis until I started coming to the
They
show.
Didn't have a lot of exotics today. They had a lot of muscle cars here, a lot of Corvettes.
Yeah, they had some tuners and stuff. I saw some Supras, RX 7s. Remember the little group of RX 7s?
Dude, I got a video of the RX 7 here with the engine, the turbos. He had the hood up.
Yeah.
And I got like a pan of that going around.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool RX-7s, man. There's a bunch of them here.
Nice, nice.
There was a lot. I laughed. There's a line of Corvettes, and I just see a bunch of old guys
congregating.
Old guys, New Balances, just sitting down.
Chilling. New Balances.
Yes. I was like, could not be more stereotypical of a Corvette
right,
owner.
Right. Corvette, old people with New Balances.
And then you got the young guys, Dodge Challengers over there.
Yeah.
You know?
It's crazy. Like, the people are still here. There's some people still here. This is hours past the show.
Well, some people just sit here and congregate and they talk. Maybe they don't live close by, you know, so they get together and talk. That's how we are, too. We don't live close to each other. Yeah.
But I wonder if, like, these people that have these vets right here, like, went into the mall or something.
Oh, yeah, they could, maybe. You know what car is growing on me? It's a Porsche. The GTs.
Dude, they're sick.
That white one that came, the GT3 RS that came. I know.
Didn't see it.
I follow him on Instagram. He's got the white with the black trim with the white wheels, I think, on it.
Sick.
The Oreo.
Oreo.
That car, how much is that car?
I don't even know, man.
I know it's a 4-liter. I'm doing my study. It's a 4-liter twin turbo. I don't know.
I think it's like
the power it makes.
300,000 or some 400,000. I don't fucking know. Expensive as shit.
Yeah, yeah.
GT3 RS?
Yeah.
Expensive car, man.
Yeah.
They're all expensive. We're all us poors can't afford this shit.
Trying to, though.
God damn.
But if you guys don't know, also, Desolin's throwing events every evening here. It's going to be at the front of the mall instead of the back because this was a bigger event. But at the front of the mall from about 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock, I think they have a show. They have a theme show. Like last night was Italian night. They've got a tuner night. They've got a BMW night. They got a muscle car night. They got a whatever night. They got motorcycle nights too. Kind of like Ace Cafe was back in the day in downtown Orlando. It's sort of like what they're doing here with the theme. And it's really cool of them. I don't think anybody else is doing that right now. Which is really a big, really cool. I mean, if you want to get together, you know, for a night or go out for a drive with the family.
Yeah, something to do.
Yeah, for sure. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing all the video. I'm looking forward to yours, too.
Yeah, hopefully I can throw something together out of what I got. Honestly, I didn't really get much.
What do you mean?
Like, after the gimbal broke, like, early on.
Oh, so what do you do for the storage now? Did you buy a new SD card, or what do you do now? You said you got an external hard drive.
Yeah, I got a 4 terabyte.
So do you hook up to the camera, or do you have an SD card do you have on the...
No, I set the external's at home.
Okay.
I just leave it plugged into the computer, and then I just transfer everything from my camera's memory card to the external, and then I just wipe the...
There is a way you can hook up an external hard drive to your camera while you're
filming. Oh, yeah, I know. It's USB-C. I think it's, like, extra shit
overkill.
That's unneeded. Yeah, it's
unneeded. But if you get a little scan disk, like a little small, like what I have, you could put that on the camera, and nobody will notice the... I mean, you won't notice the weight difference. If
Dude, mine is, like, that big. It's, like, a little square. It's tiny as hell, but... Like I said, I probably will get 2 memory cards, run 2 256s.
Yeah.
That's all I'll ever need, dude. I won't ever need anything other than that. Like, there's no way I'll film that much in one day. There's just no way.
Yeah, I'm already full on one. One's on 128. And I have another one I'm going to put in once I run out of that one. And I'm just never a guy who likes to format the cards. I'll just go buy another one. I mean, I know it's $100, but there's what it is.
You're spending money on memory cards, bro. That's crazy.
Well, with the FX3, it does blow through a lot of memory. With the ZV-10 that I have, it doesn't blow a lot of memory.
Yeah, yeah.
And that camera still works perfectly fine. I don't want to get rid of it.
The 4K videos, man, is what it is. It's just like eats up your memory, like damn.
But for me, man, I just look at it. It's not about I know it is about the quality of the video, but it's also how you're putting it together as well, editing.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. I mean, you can have a nice ass freaking FS6, but if you don't know how to tune it with the lighting or you don't know how to do any
trash.
Transitions or anything, yeah, it's trash.
Trash.
I mean, look what we did for the Festival of Speed. I used the ZV-10 just handheld, and we got 11,000 views on that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's sick.
Is this a consistency and, you know, strike a little bit of luck? I mean, for last week, I uploaded the Desertland Supercar Saturday. I didn't get a lot of views. And then I put up the Lake Nona one. I didn't get a lot of views. I mean, I think it sporadically grows over time. It takes about a week or so before it starts getting more views. But, like, you know, I post a little short, little, like, you know, lowrider. One, I got 2K.
Yeah.
And I was pumped there.
Yeah.
Like those little things of accomplishments you get from the videos gives you a better boost of confidence, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like hit or miss.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
If you know how to run the hook and know how to run a consistency of audience onto the YouTube channel, then you'll figure out, then you get more views that way. But for me, technically, I think really shorts is the way to go if you want to get more views.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you do a long-term video, you get more of a, I guess, organic grow of viewers because they're going to watch it longer.
Mm-hmm.
But you really got to look at your stats on YouTube and see what's working and what's not. That's really how I change my stuff, you know?
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't feel like I have enough stats to go off of yet.
You don't, yeah. You got to put a couple of videos out before.
Yeah, because you don't really know what's working and what's not working if you don't have anything on there. So.
Yeah, and for me, I'm trying to get a monetization. It requires 500 subscribers and also requires, I think, 3,000 watch hours.
I thought it was 1,000 subscribers.
No, it's 500. Where is everyone getting 1,000? I got 500 on mine.
I don't know. I thought it was 1,000.
I looked at mine. I said 500 on mine.
I mean, maybe it is. I have no idea. I just thought, for whatever reason, I always thought it was 1,000.
When we go home, I'll work with you.
I think you told me that. 1,000.
No, I think it's 500. Because I looked at mine and it says 500.
You lied to me.
And I'm at like 2,000 watch hours right now. So I need 1,000 again to get to 3,000. And then we can start making money then. But I don't get it, man. I see people who have like 2,000-3,000 subscribers. And their videos are trash compared to what I put out, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Sometimes it's obviously about the quality.
But they've also been out longer than me, though, too.
Yeah. It's like how long, like what's the
I think with YouTube, I'm getting more impatient of not letting it sporadically grow and slowly getting there.
Bro wants the Lambo right now.
Bro, we want the million subscribers right now, bro.
He wants the Lamb now, right now.
Well, you can monetize on Spotify right now as far as we're doing the podcast. We can monetize that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do that, too. I know you can monetize on Facebook. You can monetize on Instagram. My buddy, he does a motorcycle channel.
Yeah.
And he just got monetized on Instagram and on Facebook. He's pulling a couple grand a month. I mean, for me, that's all I'm looking for is a couple grand a month for now.
Yeah, dude. You know how much a Lambo costs a month? $2,000 for a used one. That's all I need. $2,000 a month.
I need $2,000 for a Lambo.
I needed $2,000.
Okay, so real talk. So you get the money enough. Okay, say you make $100,000. Are you going to save and buy a Lambo, or are you gonna buy a car, like any car? What are you gonna do?
I would never spend $100,000 on a Lamborghini. I would finance it 110%.
There's a down payment of that.
I mean, I'll have a significant down payment, but like, I thought you meant, would you like buy it outright?
No.
Fuck no.
What is the first car you'd want to buy? Because I know you want to get back to the car game. That's the first
Huracan.
Car.
Okay. Yep. Huracan. Or it's Huracan. gonna be a Huracan, or it's gonna be a McLaren. Huracan or McLaren. I know you probably don't like McLarens, but
no, I like McLaren.
The 720S. Specifically.
They make a lot of models. I don't really know which one's which.
The 720S. That's the model I would get.
Oh, okay. You saw the one parked there that with the doors open. That's the 720S.
I don't remember.
That purple one.
I don't remember.
I got a photo.
The white
doors
one.
Open. The purple one.
No, the white one that I made a video of.
That's a 720.
That's a 720.
But the one over there that was sitting at the booth.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
Oh, okay.
Like, I remember it sitting over there. I just don't recall.
I didn't like those booths being over there because the show was here. They should be parked in front of the movie theater over there. So
it would have been ideal if it was last show.
Oh, yeah. That was more secluded, so you can't really... Nobody really cared to go over there and see painting stuff.
Right.
Like, they had a guy there with an artist thing. And they had some badass paintings. Did you see his paintings there?
No. Bro, is that what that guy is?
No, it was the guy next to him. Uh-huh. I filmed it, but the dude had a badass, like, a bunch of art there. And, like, nobody could see it because it's all the way in the back there, you know? It's one of those deals, like,
so,
I don't know.
So when you get monetized, you start raking up some cash, would you get a car?
Yeah, I get a car. But for me, I know, like, getting a Huracan is cool, but I need a car that's going to be reliable, that I could drive to Miami and stuff, and it's also a supercar. So that's where I'm so in the ballpark of what I want to get.
What would you get?
I don't know.
You haven't thought about it?
Not yet, man.
It's inevitable. Like, this is going to make you money eventually.
I need to get a car that's somewhat reliable as I'm putting mileage on it. I'm not at that point yet. I don't know what I'm going to get yet.
So you're saying when you're saying you're going to get a car from this money, you're not saying you would get a... You're not talking about, like, a supercar.
I'd love one, but could I drive to Miami and back?
You just want another car that's four-door that's a normal car.
I like a Corvette, but Corvette is only for a certain amount of... You only get a certain amount of point where it's like, it's a Corvette, you know?
No, don't, yeah.
With the presentation with a Corvette compared to Lamborghinis, night and day.
Night and day.
Because people recognize Lamborghini, you know, hey, Lamborghini is...
Like, yeah, I mean, you see Corvettes everywhere. You don't see the Lamborghini everywhere. Okay. Especially if you do some cool shit.
Okay, here's the deal. I want to get a supercar, but I want a naturally aspirated.
Okay.
Fuck that can. I want a naturally aspirated car. Jim has a really nice 458 Italia. That's what I would like to get.
Ferrari.
Yes.
Okay.
Or V10 Huracan. But I'm be driving the shit out of that thing. I'm not gonna let it like these guys.
I don't think hands you around. Is a Huracan a V10?
V10.
Yeah. I thought the Aventador. Oh, the Aventador is a V12. V12.
Yes.
My bad. Yeah, you're right.
For me, man, I want to get the car. I'm gonna use the car. I'm gonna be driving it places.
Yeah.
You're on the highway. You better keep up with me because I'm moving.
I think what you have to unfortunately, you just have to realize when you buy whatever car you decide to buy that it's going to be a liability. You're going to put like hella miles on it. It's going to depreciate. And I think that's what you just have to accept.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I know a lot of these guys come and they only drive their cars on the weekends and blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
No, bro, I'm driving that shit like every weekend.
But if you get like a, you know, an Aventador or a Huracan or a Ferrari that is like,
the Aventador SV is really nice.
Well, like,
that's really expensive though.
If you just don't get like a super spec'd out one, you know what I mean? That's like costing a lot of money, then you can just go buy a 458 that's like not, it's not like an absurd amount of money. You know what I mean? And you just drive the shit out of it and feel good about it, and not be like, oh my god, I'm fucking up this car. You know what I mean?
I mean, I want to go talk to more people and get their insights of the cars and what, I guess their performance of the cars are like, you know?
Yeah.
And also talk to Jim at Wolf's Den, talk to him about what cars too.
Like, I know Rune, like I was talking to him and he was saying that he, you know, he has an Aventador. It's an older one, but it still is clean as hell.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even know that it's an older one unless you just really know cars. But I mean, he said his payment's like 2,000 a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which to some people, I understand that's still a lot of money, but like for an Aventador, $2,000 a month, that is not that bad.
No.
Like I feel
every
like
every time he pulls up, it's always eyes on him because the car is just a Lamborghini.
Yeah, it's sick, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. You get an Aventador, $2,000 a month. I mean, if you could just make $2,000 extra, that's what I'm saying. $2,000 extra a month on YouTube, and then you save that $2,000 a month up for a little bit for a down payment, and then you just use that for your car. And dude, that will like grow your channel. So
I'm sure.
You pull up with your nice car. Yeah. You got the 360 cam with the, you know what I mean? The little stick camera.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think the game will definitely change when we do get to if we do get a car. I mean, not if, it's if when it does happen.
When?
Because we show up early, we just park it and just, you know, chill.
Yeah.
And I want to get that drone. I want to get a drone. Somebody had a drone earlier.
Yeah, I heard it.
Bam,
I didn't see it. I didn't pay attention, but
If I want to get that new flip drone. It's either get the drone or get the new lens. I might get the drone instead. The lens is a badass 30 to 300.
See, the lens is dope and everything, dude, but getting the drone will differentiate you from everybody else because nobody has drone footage.
Because with the drone, I'll drop down and come all through here through the aisles. I'll go through here.
Yeah.
And this is easy for me. But I mean, right now, man, I just want to get a house first. That's my biggest goal.
Yeah.
And then I want to get the car after. I think for the YouTube, with the monetizing, maybe we'll, you know, I get enough money that we can pay it off and do all the things we want because at the end of the day, I do want to get the supercar and we want to do like vlogs and go other places. Like I want to go to Miami Cars and Coffee. Never been to that. We never been to any other places that does Cars and Coffee.
Chris, would you say why did you start doing this?
It was a passion. I've always loved cars.
Okay.
I never actually seen Lamborghinis and Ferraris in person, to be honest. And I went to the Winter Park one for the first time. Got a little taste of it. And then I went to the Festival of Speed. I got a really big taste of it. All those cars there. And then as soon as, I guess, for a year, I didn't really have a niche on my YouTube channel. We were just doing things on the fly with the truck and vlogs. It wasn't getting a lot of traction. It was getting a little bit around 600 views.
Yeah.
Wasn't getting into like the big 1,000 view stuff. So we started doing the car shows. And then once it got to the Festival of Speed, I uploaded that and I got 11,000 views.
Boom.
Okay, well maybe we've got a little bit of a, we've got somewhat of an opportunity to make some money here.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, shit,
what's this? Came to the realization. You're like, oh shit.
Yeah. We got a realization that we can make some money off this maybe, possibly. And you know, it's my passion to go see cars and I love when they rev and do burnouts and you know, all the shenanigans and that. But I mean, at the same time, I mean, I see so much people making so much money on YouTube and social media and
they don't work as hard as
I do and they fucking make more money than me.
Yeah.
You know, that's what frustrates me. Yeah. It's seeing people who work half as hard as we do.
Yeah.
And they're making so much damn money right now, dude.
Yeah. Well, they put the work in up front too. You know what I mean? In order to kind of chill like they are.
I guess so. But I mean, at the same time, I don't feel like they're not as knowledgeable, I guess, as us when it comes to doing these stuff.
So would you say you do this because you want to make money because you're trying to be able to afford a supercar? Like, is that why you do it? Or is it just, want more money?
Good passive income. Good more money is what I want. The supercar will probably come. I mean,
so it's not necessarily for getting a car.
No, because I have my business.
Yeah.
In that business right now, I mean, if I had a house payment, I could still afford to get a supercar if I wanted to.
Yeah.
I got to buy a house first.
Yeah.
And right now I'm just getting outbid by house flippers. So I'm just trying to, I've saved as much money as I can right now. And the only shitty part is the house is getting more expensive by the day. So by the time you save enough money, you got to save more money again.
Yeah.
And if I make money on YouTube, I can monetize and start making money on the side and start putting it into the house.
Yeah.
And then once I get the house, people recognize me a lot more because I do these car shows a lot. And once you get more following on Instagram and on Facebook and doing all the YouTube stuff, you'll end up making more money. But at the same time, it's just a passive income for me is what I want from YouTube. It's not the main money maker. The main money maker is my business.
Yeah. Well, sure.
Because that one makes a lot of money compared to YouTube and stuff.
But yeah.
I'm sure one day, I'm sure one day maybe YouTube would make you more money.
Yeah.
If you put really your heart to it.
Yeah.
But for me, I just have, a business, but also this is a side. This is like the weekend thing I like to do.
Yeah.
But I want to make some more money at this, and I want to get to know everybody. That way, when it's our opportunity to have supercars, we know everybody, and everybody knows you, and you know, it's just a one.
I think it's just a matter of time, and I think eventually, like, you get like a little bit of traction, and then once you're really in the game, and you do get these cars and stuff like that, and then like you've already known everybody for a while at this point, so now you got a car, now you can like tag along in these like these drive events, and it's just like a compounding effect, and the snowball just really gets bigger and bigger and bigger over time, and then I think that's how you kind of blow up, you know what I mean? You just got to start somewhere, and I just don't think everybody is down to be the small
guy. But I will put this though, it is very rewarding when you do post and you get a lot of feedback, because we posted those photos, remember I posted those photos last week of Desolin with the supercars, and I got like 500 likes on that.
Yeah.
Do you know how good that feels?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, I'm not trying to be a person who lives off of likes, but I mean,
yeah, but
once you see your
it's
rewards,
it's an appreciation thing.
Yeah, you see your reward for the hard work you put into it.
Yeah,
and you see people, over 40,000 people looked at it too.
Yeah,
it kind of makes
that's
your day
sick.
It makes your day feel better.
Sick, yeah,
yeah.
Because like it's a little discouraging, especially at first.
Yeah, that's man, because you spend so much money on shit, and then you get like two views.
Yeah, yeah, and it's very discouraging. But I think once you start getting the views, and like Chris said, it's not all about views, but it is rewarding to see your stuff.
Likes and the feedback, people appreciating, like, even the little comments, good and bad. I mean, this morning someone's talking shit on my social. I don't give a damn. It was funny. Still made me feel good because it was like, you know, people giving you feedback, and they recognize you for the accomplishments that you did.
Yeah,
that is one thing I do like about it. I left out about this whole thing. I do enjoy that. Even some weeks when I'm having slumps where I only get like, you know, a small amount of views, I'm kind of down. Mm. Sometimes the second guess is saying, damn, should I keep doing this or not? Should I go just fucking go work full time and just focus on that?
Yeah.
And then I'll go post something and it gets like a, you know, 2,000, 3,000 views, and it just turns your whole day around.
Yeah,
you know
it does.
I mean?
Yeah. Very rewarding.
Yeah. I'm sure when you get to that point, you're going to have that too. I know right now you're starting.
Yeah.
And it's not, you're not going to get what you want out of what you're paying for with the camera gear and everything.
Well,
it's going to take you some time, and you'll build that momentum up, and you could probably, shit, you might end up passing me. You never know.
For me, it's in aside from all the bullshit and the money and the likes, it's also just something to do.
Yeah, we come here and just hang out.
It's something to do. Like, I enjoy coming and meeting up with Chris, aside from all the bullshit and the YouTube. I mean, Chris and I have been friends since fucking forever, like high school days. So it's cool just to be able to come and have an excuse to hang out and chill, and we're around shit that we both like, you know what I mean?
So we're not paying for nothing either.
And we're not paying for nothing.
We're paying for the gas, but I mean,
yeah, what I mean, gas.
It's the experience, man. This is just what I like. Yeah. I like going to different locations, meeting new people, seeing new cars, new footage I can record. You never know what you're gonna find in these freaking places. You might find like, shit, today we saw like a line of minivans. Like, what is that?
Yeah, these like slam minivans with like fucking side skirts and front.
Bro,
spoilers.
That was cool. I mean, I know that's kind of corny, but it was cool. Like a line of them this year.
Like, what is that? Like, on bags.
Yeah.
Minivans on bags. Like, soccer practice. Everybody hop in. We're riding stock.
And I don't know, man. I get the vibe of this place. I've been to this place. It's obviously, it was originally called Festival Bay.
Yeah.
Like, right there is Van Skate Park. I used to skate there with Naren back in 2004. I mean, back in the day. That concrete skate park outside there?
Yeah.
That was the old skate park. So we used to come back here. Those apartments were never there. Back here was nothing.
You know what's mind-blowing
to
me?
So it's just crazy. We're you know, back full circle here like 20 years later.
Yeah.
Just filming. And I enjoy this area. It's nice.
What's crazy to me is like this Festival Bay, desert land, whatever, it's right slap dab in the middle of the most touristy part of Orlando, I feel. And it is dead. Like, I don't know what, it's like cursed or something. Like, why doesn't this place pop off? Why isn't this loaded up with cars?
I think for me, what I see is that you have the movie theater, which does make some money. Bass Pro is right there, but Bass Pro only brings out a certain amount of people because it's Bass Pro.
But that's what I'm saying. You got the movie
Bass
theater.
Bass Pro is always popping.
Always popping.
You go to Bass Pro, it's always there.
So it's a good, that's a good, you know, kind of like a substitute helper type of situation. Like Bass Pro brings in clients or people, customers, whatever. And then you got the movie theater. Everybody watches movies. So why is the, and then you had Vans.
Fans close.
No, I know, but like, I don't know. I don't even know why. I mean, obviously.
Back here, man, when they have the truck show in the end of March, I won't be here for that. But you should definitely come because they're gonna have this whole all the green filled up. They're American Forces sponsoring it, so obviously it's gonna be pretty big.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna go in April to the truck. So remember the Daytona truck meet they had back in the day?
No, God.
So they're moving that to Orlando Speed World.
Yeah, it's they don't want to do it April. On the beach no more because everybody ruined that shit.
Yeah, you should come though to that one to me in April.
Yeah.
But back here in the back section of Festival Bay, Desolin Park now, sorry. But now, if they put like a badass stage there, the concert or something, have the car shows here, they can have a badass venue here.
Yeah.
This is all the land they can use.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
This place is not, that's not my point though. It's not popping and I don't get why.
Man,
I don't know. Mall across the street there is that's the busiest fucking mall you've ever been to.
It's that like, one killed this one, that's why. That one there. The Premier.
Yeah, I get that too, but it's still...
I mean, look at Fashion Square Mall. I love that area. Just nobody goes there. Nobody goes to the mall anymore.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah, man. Malls are just... That was our childhood. It's just heartbreaking to see it just go down, you know? Blazing glory, you know what I mean?
Shit goes... Shit.
Like, going walking into Sears, seeing someone disappointed. It looks all empty stuff, you know?
Is it open still? You can still walk through the mall?
Yeah, they closed out a lot of other ones in the country, but Sears, the Florida Mall, is going to be the last. Hey, calm down. That's the last one standing, I mean, for now. But I mean, man, I don't know. Is this a different area? I don't know.
Well, shit, bro. I got to rip a piss. So I'm going to head out.
You got to rip a piss? This?
Yeah,
pisser.
Piss.
No, I appreciate you coming, though.
Yeah,
definitely.
Man.
What's the next, you going to be off next week, or what's that deal?
Yeah, I got to look at my schedule and let you know.
We got Lake Mary car show coming up on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got Windermere Sunday morning. Now, Windermere, I haven't got the invite yet. I've tried to DM them.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to get a word for that.
Yeah.
And see if we could go to that one, too. And then the week after is going to be Winter Garden on Saturday morning.
Yeah, I got to look at my schedule, and I'll definitely let you know. And we'll link up, of course.
Okay.
Because, I mean, you keep up with it way better than I do, to be honest.
Yeah, I'll keep you informed. If you guys go on our Instagram, you go to Overtime Attitude, you'll see the photos from the show. I'm going to go through the photos and kind of hand pick the best ones and have the best ones up there. And then also go to the YouTube during the week. I'm going to post the whole show on there. And then, Chris, what's all your socials?
Dynamic _FX_ is my Instagram. And then Dynamic FX is my YouTube. So
be sure to go check them out. Go to the Orlando Cars and Coffee. You'll see a lot of photos there, too. We're going to collab with them as well. That way we get you guys more exposure and show you guys the car shows. But I mean, if you guys stay for the whole podcast, appreciate it. Be sure to leave some feedback, maybe like it or subscribe or leave a comment. And shit, we're going to head out here. This is a good idea, doing it here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you here. I'm going to talk about myself for 40 minutes.
It's a nice day, too.
Yeah, it's a nice day. We're going to hopefully it came out nice. We're going to go back and check and see. We're going to do more of these later on. But I'm going to head out of here, and I'll talk to you guys later. See ya.